Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Heritage Jewelers. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. Thanks for asking. I wanted to kind of pop in and see what you guys are working on. What's new and exciting?
Well, not much. Trying to get rid of all this four-letter white word stuff that's hanging around.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, no, there's a lot.
There's a lot, and I'm not liking it.
We're getting some more this weekend.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, it's us. Like, I'm in New York, so I don't know.
Yeah, but they just grind our roads down here.
Yeah.
Today. So I'm like, is there something in the forecast I don't know about?
Oh,
but
they do it before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They grind the roads before, and then they plow them after.
That actually makes sense. I wonder if they do that. They probably do stuff like that here. Our roads
imagine so.
Our roads are really good. I mean, we have salt trucks. I've never seen a brine truck. And they're always salting the roads.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, because then in the spring we got lots of potholes. It's real fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get to work on the roads all summer.
And then it's all types of craziness.
It's good. You know what? I was telling somebody, when we first got the, when everyone, you know, all the U.S. got a big snowstorm, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Monday, you know, I woke up, you know, a little bit early, got everything going a little bit early because I'm like, it's going to take me longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I went outside. I looked at my car. My car had a comical amount of snow on it. But, you know, where I live, I rent, they had already plowed the driveway. Driveway was pristine. The roads were all clear. It was a little slippery.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was like, bravo to all the snow removal people
Yes.
who were going all night. I don't know the first thing about it. You know what I mean? Like, you know more about it. Putting the brine down before and then they plow afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I've taken it for granted my whole life. But, like, right now I was just like, wow. Like, this was a big deal. We got a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of snow. I'm right on Lake Ontario.
Wow.
And, so we got... I wonder how much we actually got. I've been saying a couple feet, but I wonder what our
actual snow total is
in for January. January 2026 snowfall, Rochester, New York. Emily will probably know. So the total monthly snowfall we got 37.7 inches.
Wow.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got record daily snowfall on January 25th, where we got 8.3 inches of snow that day.
Wow.
Yeah, so, Google is so helpful. It was the 16th snowiest January on record since 1872. Like, why would I ever need to know that? But
I don't know, but Google thought you did.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're just going to let you know in case you wanted to know. 16th snowiest January. Since 1872.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, that was up there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it definitely put a damper on some business, right? All the shipping carriers were, you know, kind of clogged up for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We finally just started getting it where, you know, because I ship overnight for free.
Mm-hmm.
And for like a week there, I was like, yeah, I ship overnight for free, but like, I don't know when this is going to get to you. And now I'm back to, you know, I shipped stuff out yesterday. It was at places this morning.
That's
and
great.
And, yeah, so I'm hoping it stays that way. Because, like I said, like there was like a week where it was like business wasn't happening at the same rate.
Yes.
For you guys, too?
Well, when the UPS plane went down, I want to say that was in December.
Oh, really?
Caught fire and all that.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
That held up. Like, some of our suppliers were like, we can't guarantee it's going to get there the next day.
Yeah.
They were saying, like, it was going to be 2 days before we got it.
Yeah, and that's, especially, like, in our business, right? Somebody
mm-hmm.
could walk in while I'm talking to you and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for this very specific thing that you don't have in the case. And,
right.
you know, it works when you call me. And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, I have two options. You're going to have them tomorrow. Have the customer come back in, you know.
Right.
it doesn't work as well if it's like, yeah, I'll get it to you by Wednesday, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, thank God we're back at it. So.
Yes.
I'm hoping it stays that way. I didn't realize that UPS plane went down. Like, was anyone
mm-hmm.
injured? Were shipments lost?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, two pilots and the whole entire cargo, it all went up in flames.
Holy crap. Do they know the cause of it?
Something with the plane itself.
No.
It was I can't remember. I was a mechanical thing.
Okay.
But yeah, the whole plane and everything went up. Like, they didn't even really make it off the tarmac.
Oh.
Like, they got off the tarmac, got in the air, and then immediately it just all went south.
Oh, wow. All right. So
yeah.
It says investigators found cracks in some of the parts that held
mm-hmm.
the engine to the wing of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't been caught in regular maintenance.
Yep.
Well, I mean, they're definitely going to have updates to, you know,
mm-hmm.
inspections. The last time they inspected those key engine mount parts was 2021. So, come on,
well,
guys.
You think they should do that after every takeoff.
So there are certain things that they check after every single one.
Yeah.
But that's crazy that it had been 5 years almost.
Yeah, you would think it would be done at least once a year.
Or, quarterly, once a year.
Something like that.
You know, something with the moon cycles. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, not to be insensitive, but we ship FedEx, so, you know,
we get stuff from FedEx. We get stuff from UPS. I know some of my vendors use UPS, and all of their shipments were all held up by that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
not a small deal.
Yeah.
Are you guys working on anything right now?
Right now.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really had people coming in right yet. I expect that it should be happening soon.
Yeah, for sure. Valentine's Day, do you sell a bunch of studs? I mean, can I get you some studs over there to show?
I've not really had people looking at studs.
Okay. You know, tennis necklaces, tennis bracelets.
I did have a lady who was in looking at tennis bracelets.
Okay.
Dainty, very dainty tennis
yeah.
bracelets.
Like natural, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name when you put it.
Ashley, the world's most common name.
It is the world's most common
name. I say it because I graduated with like 10 of them.
Yeah.
It was the number one name the year I was born, and my grandmother had to pick that name.
Oh, I mean, it's all right. It's a good name.
But hey, she wouldn't allow my parents to name me Angel, so I'm not complaining.
There you go.
I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't like that name.
Yeah, I thought Angel is more of a boy's name. I mean, I know it's unisex, but...
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I went to school with boys and girls named that, so...
Ashley was the number one name the year you were born.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I think Nick was definitely top five the year I was born.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing my great-grandmother making a big deal that there wasn't any Nicholas in my family.
Right.
You know, it's like you're going to name something new that no one's done before. And, like, my parents were, you know, way younger than I am now. And they were like, yeah, we're doing whatever we feel like.
Yeah.
And then just this 80-year-old, you know, Italian one, like, from Italy, is like, you know, wasn't
yeah.
into it. And it's just like, yeah, I get it. And that's
yeah.
It's one of those coming-of-age things that, you know, you get to piss off your elders here
yeah.
and there. So I have, when you say dainty, are you talking about, like, 1 carat total weight?
Like, when I say dainty, I mean, like, the actual width of the bracelet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So,
about 1 carat. The one bracelet that I have in stock that's kind of dainty is 1 carat total weight.
Yeah. I'm just looking, white gold, yellow gold?
Probably white gold.
Would she like rose gold?
No, she wears white and silver.
White and silver. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you said probably white gold then?
Yeah.
All right, white gold. All right, so I'm just looking at my 1 carat total weights are, how many stones? 74 stones. So that's going to be 1 divided by 74. So that's going to be like a one pointer. So it's going to be about like 1.5 millimeters approximately in width.
Yeah.
I mean, is that, that's probably where you're at. If, I mean, if you got the same kind of.
Yeah.
Do you think that she would like a little bit bigger, or did she like that one?
She, okay, here's the thing. I don't know what the bracelet is that she saw that this woman had, but this woman had like a dainty, very dainty diamond bracelet. It could have been CZ's for all she knows.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she's like, it was very dainty, and she's like, I do have this permanent bracelet that I have on, but I'd probably take it off if I had the diamond tennis bracelet.
Okay.
So.
I mean, let's find out.
I mean, I have no idea what the bracelet even, the original bracelet that she saw even looked like.
Yeah. Does she have a picture or something?
No.
So she really liked
the thing. She just saw it on this woman, and she was like, that's what I want. That's what I need to find.
This is
so
crazy. I saw the same woman. This is what she had. Are you? I don't think so. No, this is it. I saw her, too. Yeah, you got it. Same thing. Well, you let me know. I mean, you sound like you have one in stock, but she
yeah,
wasn't.
Yeah, I have
but she wasn't. But she wasn't sold on that one.
No.
Was it not dainty enough?
It was dainty, but I don't feel. Yeah, it wasn't dainty enough.
Interesting.
Yes. So I have.
I wonder if it wasn't a tennis bracelet. I wonder if it was like an illusion bracelet or something like that.
Do they make them in a more narrow width?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe, but or like if it was like a flex bangle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. I mean, this is, might be somebody that we have to show a lot of options to.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I have station bracelets, but it probably wasn't that, right? She would know.
No.
She would be like, yeah, they were separated by the little chain.
Yeah.
Because
she had, she would have been like, it looks like this bracelet, only it had stones. Because hers had stationary balls on her bracelet.
Okay. So I have a flex bangle bracelet that it's white gold and it's like 3/4 carat total weight.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be, so 3/4 carat, let's see how many stones are in it, 50 stones. So I mean, they're, you know, barely just over 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
The 1 carat total weight tennis bracelets, I could always send you one of those to show. With the flex bangle, we have. See, I was trying to see if we had like a small illusion bracelet, but the smallest one I have at the moment is like 2.5 carat total weight, and that's, you know, that's gonna be chunky in comparison to these other ones, you know.
Yeah, she's looking for dainty.
Yeah.
I know she liked, she wasn't like completely sold on the one that I had in the case.
That's crazy.
What
color and clarity is that one? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head.
No, you're good. I'm just wondering.
We got, I think like, it's a GH in color, if I remember that correct, and I know it was 1 carat total weight for sure.
Yeah. No, that's
and
fine.
That's about all I know. That's all I can remember. I've slept since then. I promise I have.
Really? The whole time?
Yeah. I think the whole time, except for when my husband woke me up, and I was like, I need to go to bed.
When was that, last week?
Last night.
It was last night?
He wakes me up, like, every night.
Oh, so she was in yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was just in yesterday. And it was just on a, she had brought in a watch to get a battery done.
Yeah.
I think that's what she did. Like I said, I've slept since then. But yeah.
Is she going to have to, she already has the watch or she's going to have to come back in?
No, she already has the watch because we do that while you wait unless it's like something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to get you this Flex Bangle bracelet and see if that's something
that's like? If she stops back in,
yeah,
I'll let her know that that is an option.
Yeah.
And see if she wants me to get it in, and then I'll call you back and let you know.
I could also just send you, like, a really big bracelet next to a dainty bracelet, and then, you know, she'll be like, I guess, you know, because it's just in, you know, referencing the one to the other.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, this is very dainty. You know,
right.
Next to this 100 carat total weight.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like, what are those? 5 carat stones? You got 100 of them? He's like, yeah, bro, we don't play. So, all right. Well, hey, you let me know. And
I'll let you know.
And I always love being able to help out with the projects where it's like, we're not quite sure what it is, you know, because I get to, you know, show you value. With that.
Yeah.
But what I want you to think about me about is when you get big diamond calls for bridal or studs, you know,
mm-hmm.
the big stuff, I have so much of it, all right?
Okay.
And I always ship overnight for free,
cool.
even with high-value merchandise.
Cool.
And I have lifetime trade on all my natural diamonds.
Okay.
And all my natural diamonds also have gem print with, like, performance reports.
Mm-hmm.
So, huge benefit to you, huge benefit to your customer. They like the light performance reports. They like to see, like, oh, this is why my diamond reflects light here and here and here and here. That's
mm-hmm.
why it's, like, sparkly and shiny and, you know, it's huge. But more than that, it's like the fingerprint of the diamond. So
oh, nice.
It uniquely identifies your diamond from any other diamond in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be used in court to identify your diamonds. Like, it's... They had it on, like, Law and Order before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's not a new thing. They've been around for, like, 20 years, more than 20 years, sorry, almost 30 years. And but that's something that we just have on every stone now because, I mean, we have over 8,000 loose diamonds, so it helps us to quickly identify the diamonds when we get them in and ship them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so... You know, it normally would cost money for you to register a stone with them. We just include
mm-hmm.
it. So,
okay.
But, yeah, ship overnight for free, lifetime trade, gem print with light performance. So definitely, next time you get a diamond call, you got to call me.
Yeah.
I'll get you as many options as you need.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Ashley, thanks so much for the chat. You have a great weekend, okay?
No problem. You too. Stay safe.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.